Say, folks, how's the world been treating you this week? Well, if you've been working especially hard, I'm sure you're looking forward to a day or two of relaxation and fun this coming weekend. And that's what you need, all right. But just listen to this. If you forget your better judgment and have too good a time, be sure to remember Alka-Seltzer. For Alka-Seltzer's really made to order for the headaches and the minor stomach upsets that frequently follow good times. So next time, let Alka-Seltzer help you get rid of that discomfort in a hurry. You know, of course, that you can get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores in 30 and 60 cent size packages and also by the glass at the soda fountain. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it looks as though Squire Skimp got a little more than he bargained for when he appointed himself treasurer for the Lummen Abner Mars Expedition Corporation. Bills for building and equipping the rocket ship have been pouring into Squire's office, and so far he hasn't been able to raise enough capital from the sale of stock to cover these mounting expenses. As we're looking on the little community today, it's supper time, and we find Lummen Abner walking along the street, heading for the Luke Spears lunchroom. Listen.
So you got the top built on the rocket ship today, huh?
Yeah, well, we got the frame for the top built too, Lum. Me and Cedric's doing some awful good work over there.
That's fine. Is the lumber holding out all right?
Well, so far it is, but we're going to run out pretty quick, though. Fact is, I ordered some more today. I had Cedric run over and order some.
You did?
Yeah, some of that there flywood, I believe they call it.
Plywood?
Huh?
Plywood, they call it.
Yeah, whatever it is, we're going to cover the top of it with that.
Uh-huh. How much did it cost?
I don't know. Just told them to send the bill to Squire.
Oh, well, that was the right thing to do. But I believe you ought to have found out how much it was.
Well, what difference does it make? We ain't paying the bills. Squire's doing that.
Yeah, I know, but he's been calling me up most of the day, telling me that we got to quit sending him so many bills.
Well, he told us to do it, told us that himself.
Well, that's what I told him every time he called. I don't think he liked it much, neither.
He never, huh?
He almost sounded like he's getting mad.
Well, I don't see why he's going to get mad about that. This is all his own idea. The corporation, him being treasury and all that.
Whoop, here's the rest of them.
Oh, doggy, I was about to walk right on by. Busy talking there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it was all Squire's idea. He claimed the corporation would fix it so we'd have plenty of money to do this expedition to Mars upright. Hello, Mousy.
Oh, hello, Lum.
For goodness sakes, what you got that apron on for?
You working here at Luke Spears' restaurant, Mousy?
Yes, sir.
Well, good for you, Mousy. When did you start this?
Oh, just yesterday.
Well.
I thought your woman, Gussie, wouldn't let you out of the house, Mousy. Told us the other day she made you do all the housework because she was a lieutenant or admiral's or something.
Yeah, how about that, Mousy?
Well, yes, sir, that's right. But, well, I finally just asserted myself.
You done what?
I just told her that I wouldn't stand for it any longer.
Well, good for you.
I said I'm going to be the master in our home from now on.
That's our time, Mousy.
And I told her if she didn't like it, why, she could just get out.
Goodness, that's pretty strong, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, I was mad, Lum.
Well, what did Gussie say when you said all that?
Well, I don't know. You see, she didn't exactly hear me say it, Lum. She's been out of town for a few days.
Oh? Well, come on, Abner. Let's sit down here and order some victuals.
Yeah, doggies, I'm hungry as a bear.
See, I believe I'll have a hot beef sandwich, Mousy. Put lots of gravy on it.
Beef, did you say, Lum?
Yeah.
Doggies, I'll just have the same thing, Mousy. And bring out that ketchup bottle with you, too.
Tell Luke to warm the mashed potatoes up a little. He always lets them get so cold they're hard as rocks.
Yes, sir. Well, just a minute, Lum. You can't have a hot beef sandwich today.
I can't?
No, sir.
Who says I can't? I've been coming here for I don't know how many years, and I've always ordered what I want and got it, too.
Yes, sir, but, you see, this is our meatless day, Lum.
Meatless day?
Yes, sir. See, Luke's having one meatless day every week now. It's on account of the meat rationing.
Oh, I see. Well, that's different.
Nobody's supposed to eat over 2.5 pounds of meat a week, you know.
Yeah, we know that, Mousy. Jeff, the butcher, told us about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, well, does that include what you eat in restaurants or just what we eat at home?
It includes them both, according to Jeff. Well, what can we have, Mousy?
You see, Lum, if you eat a lot of meat, why, there won't be enough for our soldiers and all our allies.
Well, we know that, Mousy. Just tell us what we can have.
Yeah, I'm hungry, Mousy.
We've all got to be fair about this and cut out on meat, or, well, it just won't be enough to go around.
Yeah.
And our soldiers need plenty of good meat so they'll be in top shape to fight for us, you know, Lum.
Mousy, I told you we know all that. You don't need to sell us on this meat rationing idea. We're for it 100%.
Why, sure we are.
We're willing to eat anything. Even old dry crusts of bread. Anything to help win this war.
Why, sure, we're patriotics.
So just tell us what we can order, that's all.
Well, it's all right to order fish or chicken. See, those aren't rations.
All right, bring me some chicken then. That sounds good.
I'll take that too.
Or you can have liver.
No, the chicken's fine.
Liver isn't on the rationing list either, you know.
Well, we've decided on the chicken, Mousy.
Yes, sir. But in case you do want liver, why, you could order that, Lum.
Yeah, well, we don't want it today.
Well, how about hearts or kidneys? Those aren't included in the 2.5 pounds of meat a week.
Well, that's good. But we've already made up our minds, Mousy.
Oh, yes, sir. We've all got to share in this, or, well, it's just liable to be a big meat shortage, and that would just be disastrous.
Yeah, sure would. Ain't no two ways about that. Now, hurry up with our order, Mousy.
Yeah, get started, Mousy. I'm hungry as two bears now. Worked up from one bear to two here in 5 minutes.
Me too. Hurry up, Mousy.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, how about a nice plate of scrambled eggs?
Scrambled eggs?
Yes, sir. A good way to make up for less meat is to eat lots of eggs and cheese and milk and things like that.
Well, look, Mousy, we've already given you our order.
It's also good to eat lots of green leafy vegetables and whole grain products, you know, and peas and beans. All those things are good for you.
Of course they're good to eat, but we ain't got time to discuss that right now, Mousy.
Well, this is awful important, though, Lum. We should discuss these things. You know, food can either win or lose a war. I read that this morning.
I know that. It's so, too. It's liable to lose your job, too, if you ain't careful.
Maybe we better call Luke out of the kitchen, Lum. He'll get something for us.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No,
hey, Luke!
Just a minute, Lum. Don't call him now. I'll take your order. Would you like our meatless day special?
No, I don't believe I want no special. I want the chicken myself.
Yes, sir. Well, I really believe you'd enjoy the special. It's very good today, Lum.
Well, what is the special today?
Scrambled eggs.
Mousy, I told you once we don't want no scrambled eggs.
Well, we recommend them very highly here.
Well, I don't care what you do. Bring us what we ordered.
Yeah, and bring it fast, Mousy. I could eat 6 horses right now. I'm so hungry.
Well, let's see now. Lum, you said you'd have chicken, I believe, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple of 100 times we said it.
Abner, you wanted chicken?
Yeah, that's
we
what
both
I
mean. Want chicken. That oughtn't to be hard to understand.
No, sir, I know what you mean. Don't forget you can have fish, too.
But we don't want fish. We want chicken.
Yes, sir. Well, there's one little difficulty with that, Lum.
One difficulty?
Yes, sir. We haven't got any chicken.
Well, for goodness sakes. Well, all right. Bring us the fish, then. Is that all right with you, Abner?
Yeah, sure. Fish, anything. It don't make no difference what it is, just so it looks like food.
Now make that 2 orders of fish, then, Mousy.
Yes, sir, 2 orders of fish. However, Lum, well, I think it's only fair to tell you that We haven't any fish today either.
You haven't?
No, sir.
Well, I'll swan to you. You think it's only fair to tell us?
Yes, sir. I think I should before I turn in the order.
Well, what's the big idea of mentioning fish and chicken to us if you never had none?
Well, now, Lum, you just asked me what it was a person could order on meatless days. You didn't ask me what we had.
Goodness, if that don't outcap anything I ever heard before.
Well, Mousie, just tell us, what have you got then?
Well, let's see, we have scrambled eggs.
Is that all?
Well, we've all got to be patriotic about this, Lum.
Well, we're patriotic. We told you that once.
Sure we did.
We're willing to make every sacrifice we can, but all you're doing is just driving a stark raving mad crazy.
Yeah, wait just a minute, Mousie. Didn't you say a while ago that a feller could have liver on meatless days?
Yes, sir. You certainly can, Abner. Liver's good, very good. And hearts and kidneys, too.
Well, have you got any of them?
No, sir.
There's fear to that. Come on, Abner, we better go somewhere else.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I forgot to tell you, though, about the regular businessman's lunch. You can get that now.
Oh, well, why didn't you say that before?
I just forgot it.
What's on that today?
Scrambled eggs.
Granny's Mousy, if you say that again, I'm going to whop you right on
Wait
top of the
minute,
head.
Wait a minute, Lum. Let's take them scrambled eggs. I'm hungry. I've got to have something to eat.
Well, all right, then. But hurry up, Mousy.
Yes, sir. Right away. You'll enjoy them. I know you will. I'll tell Luke to hurry with your order.
Yeah, I'll do that.
What have you got against scrambled eggs, Lum? I sort of like them myself.
Well, I do, too, but I just never felt in the mood for them tonight.
Oh.
Besides, I don't like to let Mousy talk me into anything. I like to decide things for myself, special what I'm going to eat.
Yeah, me, too, but, well, I just thought you sort of talked short fair to Mousy. After all, he's got a good idea there, Lum. You got to admit that, that meatless day.
Of course it's a good idea, but there wasn't no point in him using all them arguments on me and you. We're already cutting ourselves down to 2.5 pounds of meat a week like the government wants us to.
Yeah, yeah.
Who Mousy ought to get after is them folks that's still eating more than their share.
Yeah.
They're the ones that's going to cause a lot of trouble if they ain't careful. They're just the same as helping their enemies.
There, huh?
Of course they are.
Hi, Doggies, wait a minute. There comes Mousy back already. Luke must have cooked them eggs up in Advan.
Must have. I hope there's a lot of them.
Well, here you are, fellas. Now, that looks good, doesn't it?
Wait a minute. This ain't what we ordered. This is milk toast.
Yes, sir. Well, Luke thought it was best to change the special for today.
Well, what do you think that?
Well, I guess what made him decide it, Lum. See, we're out of scrambled eggs, too.
See, I wonder, friends, how much do you know about vitamins? You know, for example, that although some vitamin D is obtained from butter, egg yolks, and liver, the chief source is the sun, do you know that the vitamin A content of food is gradually lost when exposed to air during cooking? Thus, you can see that you could easily be among the millions who do not get enough of these two essential vitamins each day. But now that vitamin A and D prices are so low, you can hardly afford to run the risk of a deficiency. So, the answer to your problem is one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets, or by taking just one-a-day A and D tablet each day, you get the same amount of vitamins A and D as in 1 1/2 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting USP standards. Now, that's actually 25% more than your minimum daily requirements. And here's something else. One-a-day A and D tablets are pleasant to take. There's no fishy, oily taste and no aftertaste. And the cost is amazingly low, just slightly more than a penny a day per person when you buy the large family size economy package. So for real convenience, for pleasant taste, and for economy, ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. And remember, your druggist has another famous vitamin product offered by the Miles Laboratories, and it's one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets.